Hi, this is FBL Focal from YouTube. You may not be aware, but I now convert all my videos into podcasts. You can find all the podcast links at linktree.com/FBLFocal. That's linktree.com/FBLFocal. Welcome back for another video. In this video, we'll look at the top players with predicted points in Game Week 3 and over the next 5 game weeks to make your transfer plans and captaincy easier. Predicted points are courtesy of FPL Review. Before we get stuck in, a big thank you to Fantasy Football Scout who have sponsored the channel for this season. I've already been a member of theirs for the last 5 years. After stumbling on all the features in the members area, it completely changed the way I play the game. The custom tables are my favourite section. You can build your own tables, measuring literally anything you want. I've made all the tables I use in my videos public. If you search FPL Focal, you'll find them all. Click the link in the description to give them a try. Let's start with the goalkeepers, and Lloris is top for Game Week 3 with 4.3 predicted points. After a feisty London derby against Chelsea, they have a favourable game this game week against Wolves, who have scored just one goal in their opening two. Arsenal have a nice run of games ahead, with newly promoted Bournemouth and Fulham in their next two, followed by Villa, Man United and then Everton. Ramsdale's second on the Game Week 3 projections. He and Mendy are the standout 5-0 keepers. Over the next 5 game weeks, Mendy is third for predicted points among all keepers of 20. Man City and Newcastle are the only teams yet to concede, and they play one another this game week. Edison's third on the Game Week 3 projections, and Pope misses out. Pickford's the only 4.5 mil keeper to make the list this game week. After back-to-back losses, they do need a response, and they host Nottingham Forest in Game Week 3. Forest travel off the back of a Game Week 2 upset, beating West Ham 1-0, their only goal so far this campaign. Fabianski and Martinez are ones to avoid. Their fixtures are a mixed bag and they cost the same as Mendy and Ramsdale, who are better value. Alisson's also an avoid for me. The outfield Liverpool spots are better used. Next up, the defenders, and Trent tops the Game Week 3 projections with 4.9 points. After back-to-back losses for Man United in Game Week 3, they host Liverpool. Man United have conceded 19 crosses down their left flank compared to 10 down the right. If they allow Trent to deliver the balls we know he's capable of, he wouldn't bet against him taking the opportunities if given. He was sensational against Crystal Palace, even finishing with bonus points despite no returns. James scored in a 2-2 draw against Spurs for another 7-pointer game week. He has 8 clean sheets, 6 goals and 9 assists since game week 1 last season, which amounts to 23 returns in 28 appearances. Cancelo was so involved versus Bournemouth as he tends to be, and he walked away with an 11-pointer after forcing an own goal, picking up an assist. He's jumped with James on 4.7 predicted points this week. Perisic's minutes are a huge question mark. The algorithm has him projected to play 63 minutes, but if you feel he'll be benched, then he's an avoid and perhaps time to sell. He did get the crucial assist for Kane's last minute equaliser against Chelsea, however, it is a tough call. In my case, I'm looking at a defender for 5.5 mil or less to bring in for Game Week 3. Perisic, Cucurella and Koulibaly are among those in my thinking. Cucu and Koulibaly narrowly miss out on the projections with 3.9 and 3.7 points. If you're not tripled up on Man City, Walker's a great option for 5.1 mil, also narrowly misses out with 3.8 points, joint with Ake. Fortunately, the City defence hasn't suffered any Pep Roulette yet, though we saw Stones make an appearance off the bench against Bournemouth, and he's certainly an option for Pep in centre-back or even right-back if need be. Salah's topped this game week for predicted points among all players with 7.2 for the game against Man United. He's got an outstanding record against them in recent history. Last season he scored 5 times and assisted twice in the 2 league fixtures. Those games ended 5-0 and 4-0. Considering Man United's dire form, he'll be the most popular captain this weekend. Spurs have had a convincing start to the season, scoring 4 in Game Week 1 and then 2 in Game Week 2, and they face Wolves in Game Week 3, where you'd say Son is a massive differential. If you have him, he's certainly worth keeping. De Bruyne's another one who's somewhat of a differential relative to the other premiums, and he's actually on 2 more points than Haaland overall. Sterling and Mount make the list, and they will be fired up to bounce back with a win after a heated tie against Spurs. If you've still got Mount, at this point he's probably worth holding, or perhaps a switch to Saka, or down to Martinelli. Many managers are looking to shift Neto and Bailey on this game week. If you're one of those managers and you're looking at mids at that price point, Gray and Gordon are the top two, with 17.1 and 14.9 points. For 5.5 mil, Eze is another one who's caught my eye, with 14 points projected. If you don't need to start the replacement, then Brentford's De Silva for 4.6 mil is a reasonable shout for the bench, though he's not completely nailed. He does, however, have 2 goals from his first 2 games played, so he deserves to keep playing on current form. Dewsbury Hall perhaps an option too, with 13.4 predicted points over the next 5. Looking at the forwards, Kane's top for the Game Week 3 projections with 6.6 points, followed by Haaland on 6.1. Haaland was unlucky not to walk away with more last weekend, though he was substituted early once again, which may be a recurring theme this season. There's now a 0.3 mil gap between the two, and over the next three, Haaland's slightly ahead by 3 points. After a sensational performance against Leicester, Jesus is now the top scoring forward in the game, picking up 2 goals, 2 assists, involved in all 4 of Arsenal's goals. We've talked about Arsenal's fixtures, Bournemouth and then Fulham in their next two, and he's a fair shout for the armband as well. Mitrovic finished with minus 1 after missing a penalty and getting booked, fine margins in FPL sometimes. On another day, he scores the penalty and he'd be on 3 goals this season. 6.6 mil is a decent price point, and Tony also a stand up for an extra 0.4 mil. Nunes was the man on many managers' radars after Game Week 1. He was already owned by 2.3 million managers in Game Week 2, who ultimately suffered from his red card and minus 2 total points. A further 70,000 managers had picked him up for Game Week 3 before the game had even kicked off. A lesson in patience and to always avoid early moves unless necessary. If you're a Nunez owner and looking for a replacement, Jesus is the clear best pick if you don't own him. If you can find the funds for Kane, he will do well in the coming weeks in my opinion. Tony and Mitrovic, 2 great picks for cheaper too, and you can reinvest the money elsewhere. Tony's returned in both his games played now with a goal and 2 assists, and Brentford are top of the fixture ticker all the way to Game Week 8, which is a popular wildcard opportunity over the international break. Brentford face Fulham this game week, followed by Everton, Crystal Palace, Leeds and Southampton. Many questions were asked following Eriksen's departure from Brentford, as Tony's numbers did improve after his arrival. But so far, despite Eriksen's departure from Man United, Tony's looking great. Havertz narrowly makes the list with 3.8 predicted points, but he's been overall very poor, and he had a huge chance against Tottenham to put the game to bed after a terrific delivery from James, which he failed to convert. That concludes the Game Week 3 Who To Buy video. A big thank you again to Scout for their continued support. Check them out using the link in the description. If this video was useful, please consider liking it and subscribing to the channel. We're closing in on 100k. I read every comment, so leave one below and I'll be sure to read it. See you soon for the next one. Hi, this is FPL Focal. If you're listening to this on the Fantasy Football Scout page, please check out my own podcast on Apple Music, Spotify and Google Podcasts. Just search for FPL Focal.